Welcome to Now We're Talking, a podcast series by Bot Copy as we interview conversational AI experts from all over the world. In today's episode, we're bringing on Google's Gemini and its review of our new product TrueQ and the benefits to adding AI regulation on the question and answer pairs generated for your end users. All right, Google, let's hear it. Take it away.
So you're looking at AI maybe for your contact center, and it feels, well, huge.
Right.
You can see the potential, that peak efficiency, better customer experiences, but actually starting, it's like staring up at Mount Everest. You worry maybe about the investment, the complexity, will it even work? It's a really common feeling.
Right.
But here's the interesting part. What if the most vital thing you need isn't some brand new tech or, you know, a giant team? What if it's something you already have right now? Your data.
That's exactly it. Yeah. The journey into AI, especially effective AI, it doesn't start from zero. It really begins with the conversations you're already having, the information you've probably been collecting for years. We're talking about building an AI system that learns directly from your stuff.
Okay, so this deep dive, we're going to explore that. How something like TrueQ can act as your guide, taking things you already have, like transcripts, web pages, and turning them into, well, an AI that works, one that's effective, regulated, and keeps getting smarter, and maybe show it's more straightforward than you think. So where do we start looking for this valuable data, this gold you mentioned?
Right. It's usually in the digital footprint you've already got. We tend to focus on two main places initially. First, your live chat transcripts. These are fantastic. Direct insight into what your users are asking, what they struggle with. It's like a playbook, connecting those transcripts to TrueQ. It's like giving the AI instant access to what your best agents already know.
Oh, yeah, the transcripts and the second source.
Your website content. Think of it as your organization's official source of truth. All those approved policies, procedures, FAQs. TrueQ scans these pages.
To build a baseline knowledge.
Exactly. It builds a foundational knowledge base, so it can often answer common questions right out of the gate using information you've already approved. But what's really neat is that TrueQ doesn't just, you know, ingest data. It actually points out the high impact opportunities, like what questions come up most often, which ones take ages to resolve, where your team's spending the most time, and frankly, money. So you're building the AI based on real evidence, not just guessing.
That focus on using your approved info, that feels key. Oh. That control aspect. How does TrueQ maintain that? You called it an AI regulation command center.
Yeah, that's the core idea. So TrueQ takes your chat data, your website data, and it suggests question and answer pairs right there in the portal. Your team then looks at them, reviews them. If they approve an answer, that becomes what we call a golden answer, complete with different ways users might ask the same thing, the training phrases.
A golden answer. I like that. Consistent, perfect responses every time.
Precisely. It ensures consistency. We had a client, for instance, they uploaded their transcripts. TrueQ immediately flagged password resets. Huge volume, huge cost.
Wow.
Yeah, automating just that one flow based on that data, it solved a multi-million-dollar issue for them in just a few weeks.
That's incredibly powerful.
Yeah.
Okay, but what about the tricky questions, the ones the AI hasn't seen before?
The no match. That's what we call it when the AI just isn't confident enough to answer. And you highlighted this earlier. This isn't a failure, not at all. It's actually a crucial learning moment.
Right. Not a bug, but a feature, almost.
Right.
A learning opportunity.
Exactly. I'd say the no match is probably the most vital part, especially early on. Every single time a user asks something new and the AI doesn't know, that question gets captured in TrueQ. For your team to review, think of it like a new agent raising their hand and saying, hey, how should I handle this one? You review it, maybe tweak the answer, approve it. Boom. The AI learns. You maintain total control. Because it's absolutely okay for an AI not to know everything. What's not okay is for it to just make something up.
That's a critical distinction.
Mm.
So you build up these golden answers. You have this learning loop with the no matches.
Mm-hmm.
How do you then bring in the power of, say, large language models, LLMs, without losing that control?
Great question. It's about smart configuration. We set up the LLM with clear rules. If a question comes in, first it checks our approved TrueQ database, the golden answers. If it's not there, then it can check certain non-sensitive web pages you've approved. If it finds an answer there and has very high confidence, okay, green light. It can respond.
But if not?
But if the potential answer is on a sensitive page, or if its confidence is just medium or low, red light, the AI stops. It gives a polite, I can't answer that yet, but I'll learn, type of response, the no-match message. And that question gets routed straight back into TrueQueue for human review, potentially becoming a new golden answer.
I see. So you get the breadth of the LLM,
yeah,
but only within strict boundaries?
Exactly. Speed and scale. Without the risk of it going off script or using unvetted info, you keep full control. You end up building an AI that isn't just functional. It's trustworthy. It's accurate. And hopefully actually delightful for users. So wrapping that thought up, the core idea here is pretty clear, I think. You start with your own data. You embrace those no matches as learning fuel, not failures. And you scale carefully with LLMs, always keeping those guardrails up. That's how you build AI that really works and that you can trust.
Yeah, this deep dive really underscored that. Control, careful regulation, they aren't obstacles. They're actually central to making AI effective and safe. And maybe there's a final thought here for you listening. Consider that lesson from AI development we just talked about. It's okay not to know everything, but it's not okay to just invent an answer. What could that principle mean if you applied it more broadly in your own life, your own learning? Where else could that kind of regulated learn from the unknowns loop be really powerful? Something to think about.